to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're gonna cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're gonna make fun of people. We're gonna hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, Farrell on the bench. So tomorrow is my sleep-in day, actually. Carver High, I go to bed at 1 in the morning, and I get up at 6:45 every day, basically, of the weekdays, right? But Wednesday night, I don't have to get up till 8:15 because Gunner, because of his high school schedule, he goes to class at his class starts at 9, not at 8. So he scheduled Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. He has an 8 o'clock class, right? And Thursday he has a 9 o'clock class. Both schedules are concurrent, and he gets out at 3 o'clock, right, or whatever it is, 2:50 or something like that. Right. And all I know is he gets home at 3:15 or something like that. But on Thursday mornings, I don't have to leave until 8:45. I pull into the place at around 52:55 in that 3 minute window, and then he gets out of the car, walks in, and he's on time, and he goes right to his class, and he can be there to they start at 9:05, right. So Thursday's the day for me, man. That extra hour and 15 minutes of sleep, I got to tell you, man, it gives me full wood. I mean, just full 18-wheeler. I can't even tell you because, I get up at 6:45 every day, and I don't, it's like no sleep to Brooklyn. I just don't sleep. I mean, what is 5 hours, 6 hours of sleep? I guess it's a lot of sleep. Because you remember we used to do it 10 to 2, and I'd go to bed at 2, or I'd go to bed at 3:30, and I'd get up at 6:54 and take him to school. And I went to bed at 3:30. Right. And that really sucked. And then you used to drive home at 2 and get home at 3:30 in the morning in Strong Island, and then you got a newborn baby screaming and crying and being fed. When you go to bed, tonight, when the show's over, you're done it. You gotta load the show and do all this other stuff. So let's say what? You go to bed at 1:30?
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
Okay, so 1 o'clock you go to bed, that's when I go to bed. And then what time do you have to get up with the kids?
It varies. It really just depends on when they wake up. Which could be anywhere from 6:30 to 7:30 usually. In that range.
In that window. So you sleep from 1 to 6:30, at most 7:30.
I mean, there's some nights where the kid's up all night. I mean, so there's nights where the little guy wakes up a lot. So that ain't a straight.
You just have to deal with it.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Now, do you negotiate with Hot Nicole on who deals with that, all-nighter?
Try to take turns. Doesn't go very well often.
So you basically, you never sleep. We welcome all of our radio affiliates, Sirius, ESPN Radio, San Diego, Mightier 1090, and then Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. Good to have you with us on FOB on a late Wednesday night in New York. And by the way, San Diego, Southern California, L.A., up and down from the Baja to the Canadian Rockies. We'll be in L.A. all next week, on starting on the 7th Monday with shows, both shows, Coast to Coast and Pharrell on the Bench, from L.A. all next week at Super Bowl 56. We'll talk about that in a minute, but we go out there, and we're going to be out there. We're going to do everything from out there, and it is what it is. Now, I don't sleep. So if I sleep 6 hours, it's a miracle. And so when I get to sleep 7 hours and 15, 20 minutes, 7 hours and 20 minutes, that's like, bro, I mean, that extra hour and 20 minutes is just like, I mean, it's better than sex. It really is. Like, I don't have to, at 6:45, that thing goes off. 6:30, it starts ringing. 6:40, 6:45, 6:50, and it drives you nuts. So you finally get out, and then I got to wake everyone up, start the cars, feed the dog, let the dog out, get the kids up. It takes 3 or 4 times to try to get them out of bed. They're in high school. They're like, shut up, dude. And I'm like, and then 34C pulling her out of bed, it's like trying to pull her out of cement or quicksand. And I'm like, so, and she drags out of bed like, I mean, just Methuselah. And I'm like, whatever. And I just hate it. You have no idea how much I hate the morning. I mean, I hate it dead. And all I know is when I, here's that fat chick again with the sugar house. Oh, God, I just want to choke her. I mean, honestly. Aww. So shut up. No one's going to the casino with you, fatso. I'd rather go with myself. Anyway, so what is that like? What does that do to you? You never sleep. You have to feel like crap.
All the time. Yeah, pretty much.
You're just a zombie. Do you pass out on the iron horse?
Sometimes.
That's every time in Portuguese. That's what that means. We'll talk LA in the next. All right, so we're going to be out in L.A. all next week, starting Monday. I got one thing going for me, Carver High, and certainly you do, and Mafia as well. I've been to 15 Super Bowls.
Right.
I mean, it's really, if you think about it, it's not that many when there's been, 55 of them.
Yeah.
I've been to 15 of them, but... It might be 15 more than anybody that we work with. I'm just being honest. It's like, I don't know how many of them have actually done it, like done the Radio Row and done the Super Bowl and done the, the whole thing. You've done it with me. You've done a million shows on the road and Super Bowls, boxing,
right.
Big events. I've done 100 title fights. I've done 15 Super Bowls. I've done 4 Olympic Games. I've done everything. So for me, it's just absolutely no big deal. It's not a big deal. It's a big deal to them. I get it. It's a huge thing for Sports Grid, right? That they're, it's a big splash thing for our network that we're finally getting out there and showing everybody what we're made of, because we've never had a chance to do that yet. I understand the gravity of the situation, right? So I know that it's important to them and to everybody. I get it. But I'm just saying, like, thank God that... for us, the three of us, it's been there, done that. Like, no problem. Let's go. What's the deal? Get out of my way. I mean, let's just face facts. I mean, I've done more of these things than anybody. So, I mean, like, I've done it so many times. There isn't a person there. Literally, I know this much. There's not a person there that matter, like, that matters, that doesn't know me. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, let's just face facts. Like, everyone that matters at this thing knows me. And that helps us. And they know you. They know Mafia. Everybody knows us because we've been at everything. At everything. Like, when we go to the fights, like, who's the king of the fights?
Well, yeah, you know everybody at those things.
It's us. That's who it is. We're the king. We run it. That's how that works. We have more juice than anyone. They know it. We know it. You know it. I know it. That's the deal. Now, at this thing, there's a lot of people that go to it that think they're, Shaq doesn't smell. A lot of these guys just think they're so important and so just gigantic and so enormous and so me, I, look at me. And it is so funny. Like, we will have a ball making fun of these people. I make fun of so many people at this thing. It's not even funny. Like, these dudes that think they're like badasses. It's so funny to me. You know it's true, right? Like, these guys walking around. Like, is there anything worse? Let's just get right to the point. There's nothing worse than sitting there all day and every single station interviews the same people. It is so embarrassing. It's the worst. It is the absolute worst thing that's ever happened to civilization. It really is. Like, what could be worse than a guy that goes through, it's like putting a guy through a wood chipper. The guy walks in the room and he goes on 40 radio stations in a row. And the guy, do you remember when we did the interview with what's his name? The guy from the boxing guy, and he's just magnificent. He's huge. He's famous. He's enormous. He was on HBO. He was on he does all the Showtime vibes. Lampley, Jim Lampley, yeah. Remember? So do you remember when he went in the room? He came in a room and he did like 30 interviews in a row. And then, like, not because of any particular order, but at the end of the day, when we were on, he did his last interviews, right? Because we were on at night, right? So he came over and did our show. The guy literally had foam coming out of his mouth. Do you remember, like, how beat up he was from going through, like, the gauntlet of 30 interviews in a row? He looked like Cujo when he came to my, and I'm not talking about the goalie. I'm talking about the dog. He looked like a dog foaming at the mouth by the time he sat down with us. I looked at him. I was like, are you all right? I was like, look at you. You're a mess. Here, let me show you. And I pulled out like a camera. I was like, look at you. I go, you look like you got put in a wood chipper. I mean, this guy looked like he had gone, like he had walked through a car wash. You know what I mean? It's, they put all these people and they just mow. It's like mowing a yard. They put them right through there's, 100 radio stations there and TV stations. And they just all they do is interview the same people. It's just the worst. It really is. The best ones are, unique ones, right? Like, the best interviews are unique ones that aren't like everyone else. You know what I mean? Like, what could be worse than interviewing the same people that everyone else interviews? Like, let's say whoever, Joe Montana walks in a room, everybody wants to talk to him. And so he'll do 30 interviews or something, or if his handlers will let him, if his PR people will let him.
Well, a guy like him comes in and he's not like the guys that do the 30 of them. He doesn't stop at every single
He's selling Guinness.
He only stops at 10 tables, and the people at the other 20 tables are all in a huff because they can't have him, because only the 10 tables are getting him. So that causes a stir in the room too.
Oh yeah. But nowadays, if you're willing to promote their sponsors, that's who gets interviews. And it's just so pathetic when they start talking about, like, Doritos or something for 5 minutes. Or Old Spice deodorant, before the interview. Can you tell us about your body odor, Tiki? and the guy's like talking about deodorant and body cream. And, oh, God, it's so awful. It's so awful. Oh, my God. It really is. You can't even argue it, Carver.
Look, there are some aspects of it that, you know, as you get towards the end of the week, you've seen a lot. You've seen a lot by the end of the week. That's for sure.
I'm literally trying to keep it relatively simple and unique, right? I got a lot of friends that, whether they're famous or they're athletes or whoever they are, that know me and that are willing to sit down and say hi. That's really what I'm after. You know, really cool people that, are unique and that I can be like, look who we just talked to. Unlike the 40 other people that just talked to the same guy for 10 minutes about his deodorant. You know what I mean? Like, I just can't do it. Like, some guy coming on talking to me about his toothpaste. I mean, honestly, I can't do it. Like, and you've seen me do it before. Like, how much time are we going to spend on your deodorant? I mean, it's so funny. Like, what happens is so crazy. It's so out of control. It's so enormous and so gigantic that it's almost fun to just kind of report on it. You know what I mean? Like, to tell people what you're seeing and what's going on. And then there's, you're right. There are fights and stuff break out.
Yeah.
They're like, there's radio station fights, right? There's fights, there's arguments, and there's people with egos and people that don't like each other, or, there's confrontations. There really is, right? Like, I've seen a bunch of that. We've seen that at boxing. Guys picking fights. I'm hoping to skull at least 5 to 10 people on there. It's Pharrell on the Bench. So, Carver High is in training right now. He's doing calisthenics and he's only eating fish and fish oils and vitamin C.
That's true.
At a high level. No salt, no sugar. Getting ready for the trip to L.A. He has to be in perfect shape for two things. One, he'll literally be at the L.A. Convention Center working from 8:30 in the morning until 9:30, 10 o'clock at night every single day he's there. He's not going to need any sunblock because, he's not going to be in the sun.
No, I wish I won't.
He's going to have really nice weather when he walks to the late night Uber ride back to the hotel and passes out and sleeps from, 10:30 at night until 7 in the morning. But he has to be on that bus by 7:20 because it takes 2 hours to go 15 minutes. And he has to be back there for 9 in the morning. Like, how's the calisthenics going in your preparation for Los Angeles in your, 20-hour days at the L.A. Convention Center broadcasting?
Yeah, I mean, you were, trying to say to me before how I don't get much sleep. Now I probably won't get much sleep. I'll probably get less sleep next week. So it's the way it goes, I guess.
Well, I mean, is there any window of... like between the shows at the convention center that you could, are you capable of, like, cause I am, I can pass out in a chair. I can
put
my head
that.
Back against a wall or something. No, you're not going to be seen sleeping and no, taking a nap or a rest.
No shot. No, that's not happening.
Yeah. Well, I think like I'm doing a TV show and then 4 hours later doing the radio show. So anything's possible with me. In terms of naps and
right.
What I do. But I think there's potential there for, felonies as well, a 4-hour window. I'm capable of creating quite a scene and a, stirring moments of
excitement. Oh, yeah,
depending
definitely.
On where I want to go. Like, I can go eat a fancy dinner and I can go also, do bad things. But I still have to be there at 6:45 to go on at 7, right? I'm doing like 7 to 9, L.A. time, the radio show at night.
Correct.
So, aren't they in the same place? Or isn't all this at the same place?
Everything,
the TV
and everything's radio? At the same place. Yes, everything's in the same place.
So we're basically going to the LA Convention Center every day doing the shows.
Correct.
And then I think they've got me doing some other trips to certain places like the Crypto Arena, the Dodger Stadium, things like this, right?
You would know that.
Some other stuff.
I'm not sure about that. Well, but yeah, I'm sure they.
I don't know any. I know I'm doing stuff. I just don't know their vision in terms of when and how that's going to happen. I know I'm doing something with Morenci. So we're all going out there and we're going to do all that needs to be done and do all the shows and do all the appearances and do this and do that. So it is what it is. It's a, you know, it's not a, believe it or not, it's very hectic and there's a lot of work going on and there it's not a party, but I guess some people, when they're done doing shows and stuff late at night, they go out and get hammered, but then they got to get up early in the morning and go do it again. And if you try to ride that gravy train hungover, you will be miserable.
I'm going to carve out like 3 hours at night. That's it. From 9 to midnight.
9 to midnight and then shut it down and try to sleep from like midnight to 6:30. Right.
Yeah, I think that's...
Don't you have to, like, leave that hotel at, like, 7:30 in the morning to get to this place?
I mean, I'm sure that that's going to be the case, yeah.
It's going to be... It's risky. Like, that's no joke. Like, Monday to Friday from, like...
No, it ain't... I know
where the L.A. Convention Center is. I know where it is. And I know where Glendale is.
Next to Staples. Yeah, it's next to Staples.
Right, it's no joke.
Crypto.com, whatever they call it now.
That's right. It's no joke, though. That drive from Glendale.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that where we're staying in Glendale?
It ain't a walk. Yeah, we're staying in Glendale.
No, it is no joke. I mean, it's like, that's like, you know, that's a haul in traffic there. It's no joke. I mean, it's a nightmare. You know what? I'm thinking maybe we might be, you know, actually, there's potential that we might be better off sleeping in a tent by the convention center. Like Skid Row's right down there. I mean, we could probably, you know, shanty town up right there by the convention center. I mean, didn't we go to see, I think we went and saw Fury and Wilder at that
you and Mafia did that one. I was with you for Porter and Spence Porter. Oh, was it Spence Porter?
Was that a L.A. one, too?
Yeah.
So you and I were there for that, right?
Yes.
And then I was there with him with Fury and Wilder. But they had the Fury-Wilder press conference right outside there at the L.A. Convention Center between that and Staples. So.
This will also be.
I remember that.
This will also be, I think, the first time me and you have seen each other in person in 2 years. Right?
That's crazy.
We haven't physically been in the same room since the world shut down.
That's right. You're right. It's crazy. We haven't done anything in 2 years.
No, we've done a lot of shows, but not together.
We've done a million shows on TV. I see you every day on TV, so I feel like I've seen you every day, but I've never actually been in the same room with you in 2 years. That's crazy. So anyway, I look forward to all these exciting moments in our lives. So there actually, believe it or not, there's so much going on tonight in you know, I have to tell you, I don't know if you knew this or not, but you know the story. Last night I went 38-8 in college basketball and 13-1 in the NBA in bets, and that's crazy, right? And I mean, PharrellOnTheBench.com is like it's literally the greatest thing ever invented, more so than I believe the airplane or the automobile, or the Edson Diesel. I think that. Everyone that's a fan of my website, you know, it's like filling your gas tank. It's like, you know, except you make money doing it. They pay you, okay? My picks pay you. So how about the games tonight? Again, Now, I got Wisconsin wrong with the 6.5. They got smoked at Champaign-Urbana, 80-67 by the Illini. I had the Illini winning. Wisconsin I took with the spread. So I'm 1-1 there. Houston to win, Tulane and the points, double cover. Xavier to win, Butler with the points, double cover. Purdue to win and lay in the points, double cover against Minnesota. Kentucky to win, Vanderbilt plus 16, double cover. I have Marquette going right now, and Marquette is getting 4. They are up 3, but there's 10 minutes left, and they were up bigger than that at the half, and it would, you know, appear to me that they could actually be in a little bit of trouble with Villanova right now. I can actually, I believe, watch that game, but I'm watching the Nets up 10 on the Kings instead. Now I want to go to the games of significance that are unranked. I was 27-3 in unranked college basketball bets last night, documented. Notre Dame spread, cover, 68-64, they beat Miami. My number one play of the night was Wake Forest, and laying 12.5, cover, 91-75 over Pitt. I had Clemson minus 3, 75-69 over Florida State, double cover there. Arkansas laying 9.5 against Georgia, double cover there. Florida winning against Missouri, they did not cover. Let's go, East Carolina plus the points, did not cover. Drake laying 3, cover, 85-67 over Indiana State. I said today on Coast to Coast, Drake's good, Indiana State sucks, bet Drake on the road. GW at home, laying 1.5, they win by 2, double cover against LaSalle. I got to see this George Mason won. They lost by 2, however, in double overtime. How frustrating is that loss by the point? I lost Rhode Island against Fordham. I cannot believe they lost that game. East Tennessee did not cover. Greensboro did not cover. Fail, fail, fail. Furman, a big winner. 102-83 over Citadel. Let's keep going. Northern Iowa, laying 3.5, cover, double cover against Bradley. Loyola wins by 14. I had Illinois State, 14.5, double cover. Let me go to the next page. Here we go. Syracuse on the road, getting 1.5, double cover. Virginia Tech, 81-66 over Georgia Tech. I took the 10.5 with Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech to win. Split that. Kansas State by 3. I had Kansas State laying 2. Double cover against Oklahoma State. Missouri State laying 2. Double cover against Southern Illinois. Dayton over VCU. I had Dayton plus the points. Cover. All right, so right now I'm with one game left, which is the Marquette game, and I got Marquette plus 4. They're up 62-53 with 7 minutes left, and I'm already 34-15 in college basketball bets tonight, Carver High. And then I need Marquette, and then if I can double cover on that, I'm 36-15 on the night in bets. That's crazy. And then, I have the Lakers going. They're up at the half, 54-53 on the Blazers. Let's take a look at the box. See who's, producing over here. Powell has 16, Nurkic 14, Simons 13 for the Blazers. Nurkic is the 14-10 double-double. Lakers, AD's got 13-5. Melo has 18-4-2. Nobody else is doing anything of any note or of any significance. Westbrook 7-6-6. Lakers up 1. I mean, the Lakers can barely beat anybody. I mean, it's amazing when I saw they were laying 4 that they could even win a game by 4 is a miracle. The Jazz are up 2 with 1:40 left on the Nuggets in the third. Jazz up 2. I have the Jazz minus 2 in this game. And I have the Nets minus 4. They're up 5, 80-75 with 2.5 minutes left in the third. I hit the Grizzlies. They were my number one play at the Garden against the Knicks, 120-108. They were laying, you know, 3.5. It went up to 5, something like that. But they covered that as well. I cannot believe the games tonight. The Magic beat the Pacers in Indy, 119-118. The Wizards beat the Sixers in Philly, 106-103. Kuzma and Dinwiddie had the big games. Kuzma had 24-7-3. Dinwiddie 14-12-10. Dinwiddie the triple double, and then for the Sixers, Embiid had 27-14, the double double, and then Maxey had 22-8. Harris had 18-9. But they even had Joe had 11, Niang had 12, and they still lose. The Wizards beat them. I had the Wizards on the spread getting 10. The Celtics won by 6 over the Hornets. The Hornets were getting 5. Now, I don't remember on the show today on Coast to Coast if that number moved from 5 to 6 or anything like that. I don't know. Maybe it was 6.5. I don't even know. But they lost by 6. Celtics win at 113-107. Let's just take a look here. LaMelo Ball had a career high 38. LaMelo goes off in that game. Let's see what he did. LaMelo Ball had 38, 6, and 9 dimes. Celtics, though, Smart had 22. Richardson had 23. Tatum had 19. Williams had 10. Brown had 15. Celtics win it. They're 3 games over 500. Charlotte's 4 games over 500. The Rockets upset the Cavs, 115-104 in Houston. I had the Rockets spread. I hit that. Christian Wood had 21. Jalen Green had 21. Matthews had 16 for the Rockets. For the Cavs, Evan Mobley had 29. K-Love had 21-13 in a double-double. And last but not least, I hit the Thunder spread. They won in overtime over the Mavericks in Dallas, if you can even fathom that. Your boy Dort had 30. Mann had 29. Very impressive. Doncic had 40. Brunson had 20. But the Mavs lose in overtime to the Thunder. If you can even believe it. 120-114. I hit the Rockets and Thunder spreads. I got the Jazz going, the Nets going, and the Lakers going right now. And I need them to come through. Marquette 66-57. On Nova. So what stands out to you tonight, Carver High, in the NBA or in college basketball? Is it this Marquette game? I know that tonight, I believe, was the last night of hockey. I'll get into that real quickly. The Wild are on the Blackhawks 3-0 in the third. That one's on TNT. Flames lead the Coyotes 3-2. I'm on both of those, Wild and Flames. The Kraken beat your Islanders 3-0. Oilers beat the Capitals 5-3. Kings beat the Red Wings 5-3. I'm sure you're surprised that the Smoke Kraken, I know I was surprised they beat my Penguins. You got to be surprised they shut out your Islanders at the Belmont.
Yeah, it was probably the most heartless, gutless performance by the Islanders in a long time. I mean, they looked like they didn't even want to play tonight. That's how bad it was. It was ugly. Ugly. Yeah, that's the first shutout that the Kraken have had all year. First time they've shut a team out tonight over at Belmont against the Islanders.
It's embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
I'm embarrassed I lost to an expansion team.
Yeah. It was awful. Bad performance.
What stood out to you tonight in basketball? Because your team sucked on the ice, like mine has sucked for 4 straight games. So since none of that's that appealing and nobody gives a rat's ass besides you and I, what stood out to you tonight? That the Knicks suck and Ja Morant did his thing and they kicked the Knicks ass? Or was it something in college basketball that stood out to you? Illinois pounding Wisconsin? What was it?
You know, the Cavs losing to the Rockets bothered me. That's kind of weird because we've been pumping the Cavs up a lot, and they've had a couple of weird losses in the last week and a half. You know, Mobley had 29, had a good night, but You can't lose to the Rockets. I'm sorry. The Rockets suck. You're a halfway decent team. You should never lose to the Rockets. I don't care where the game was played.
How about the Mavs losing to the Thunder in overtime?
Same situation. The Mavs, they should be embarrassed. And I'm tired of this. You know, you were talking the other day, you know, the guy's got to score 40. Luka had 40 tonight. Who cares? Like, honestly, bro, who cares? You got to be kidding me. You cannot lose at home to the Thunder. The Thunder suck. The Thunder and the Rockets are two teams nobody should ever lose to if you're supposed to be a playoff team. Ever. Thunder, Rockets, Magic, Pistons. You can't lose to these teams. They all suck. What an awful performance by the Mavericks tonight. Ugh.
So, let me ask you this question. What did you think when you heard that Jim Harbaugh had his interview with the Vikings and that not only is he not getting the Vikings head coaching job, he's going back to Michigan, and then it looks like Kevin O'Connell is going to get the Vikings head coaching job, but they can't hire him until Valentine's Day. They have to wait till the Super Bowl is over.
Yeah, they got to wait. So another wonder kid, huh? We're going to get the next. This is the next guy who's been touched by Sean McVay gets a job. Is that how this works? Just like Zach Taylor and all the if you've snuggled next to Sean McVay for a couple of months in Los Angeles, congratulations. You're now going to be a head coach in the NFL. That's how it works, I guess. There you go. Harbaugh doesn't surprise me. I didn't think he was going to leave Michigan. I really didn't. I guess this tells you that.
Thought he was going to leave there?
No, I didn't. I didn't think he was going to leave. I thought that he was staying. I thought this was a money play with him with Michigan the whole time. We'll see if that's the case.
But Michigan didn't say anything today about giving him more money.
No. That is not. But, I mean, that stuff, that could happen down the road. I mean, it could happen before the season. Who knows? I wouldn't be stunned if there's some, you know, well, we've reworked his contract and added a year or two on at this amount of dollars. Same thing they did with dopey Mac Brown. Giving him, what are we doing giving 70-year-old Mac Brown another year, $5 million? Like, what has he done in North Carolina to garner that? Like, honestly.
And let me ask you this question. As far as Harbaugh goes, he'll never duplicate what he did this year. Win the Big Ten, beat Ohio State, and make the playoff. I say he never does it again. Not even close.
Maybe he thinks that he can. You know, maybe he thinks he can get to that next step, which would be obviously now getting to the final and winning it, the national championship game. I don't think that he's there. Nobody's on the same level as those teams that we watched, Bama, Georgia, etc. But he's a Michigan. He's done the NFL life. I think it would have to take a really, really great situation for him to go back to the NFL. And I don't think the Vikings are that at all. I mean, he's going to leave Michigan to go coach Kirk Cousins. I don't know. That's he needs something better than that. He needs a better spot.
What did you think of this guy, Brian Kelly, your boy from Notre Dame that's gone down to Baton Rouge and completely lost his mind?
I don't know what happened to this dude. He leaves South Bend and he's like lost his marbles a little. Like he's in dancing with the kids in all these videos. I love how the one kid threw him to stiff arm and signed with Alabama anyway. You know, he makes the video with the kid a couple weeks ago. And then he still doesn't come. That's awesome. But like he's got accents now.
He's wearing an LSU uniform, and he was dancing with him.
Yeah. Yes. So
I mean, you gotta be kidding.
He's become really, really strange. Like I guess at Notre Dame, he wasn't allowed to show his personality. I guess you weren't allowed to do that in South Bend.
No.
The real Brian Kelly we're getting
now.
You
know what? I actually like it that way. I think Notre Dame should keep their traditions. I really do. Run out of the tunnel in the Golden Dome with the Golden Dome helmets. You know, play with the Navy ones. Wear the green ones once in a blue moon. You got the leprechaun. You got, you know, an incredible tradition. Just keep it that way. Although I will say this guy, this new coach, what a rough landing for him against Oklahoma State. I don't care what anybody says in that Fiesta Bowl. That was a disaster.
Yeah, he learned a lesson in
Freeman.
That one. He learned a lesson. Big halftime lead.
I mean, oh, my God.
Awful.
Well, isn't he the defensive genius?
He's supposed to be.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, he opens his season next year in September at the Horseshoe against Ohio State, so he better get to work.
Well, you know, they're not winning that game.
No, I agree. They're not beating Ohio State.
I mean, you got to remember, isn't your boy Jack Cohn gone?
Yes, so that's they're probably going to hopefully play the kid Buckner.
Bill Buckner?
Yes.
Do you think a Tart's drop of the interception in the NFC Championship game was worse than Bill Buckner in the World Series?
Buckner, 1,000
times worse.
Worse. It was over if Buckner catches that ball. Like, they win a title. That's it. We don't know if the Niners necessarily win a championship if he catches that ball. Maybe they get to the Super Bowl, obviously, but Buckner literally, he gets that grounder. The series is over. It's done. They win.
Do you think Tart should have to spend a week with Bill Buckner?
They should get rid of Tart. They should move him out with Jimmy G.
I think they really should. We'll come back from New York and wrap it up. I mean, so the Nets are down 6 to the Kings with 7 minutes to go in Sacramento Lake with Harden and Kyrie on the floor and Harden shooting bricks from 3. 7 minutes left, 99-93. I mean, honest to Christ, Carver, you cannot lose to the Sacramento Kings. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
That's just as, like I was saying before, you could put the Kings in that pile also with the Rockets and the Thunder. That's the same thing. You can't lose. If you're a halfway decent team, you can't lose to those teams. The Kings suck. You can't lose to them.
I mean, honestly, like, and the Lakers are losing to the Blazers now by 4, and the Jazz are up 4 on the Nuggets. The Laker game in the 3rd, 9 left, and the Jazz game in the 4th with 8 left. This game here, 6.5 left, they're down 8. The Brooklyn Nets are down 8 with the second-best road record in the NBA, getting their ass beat by the Sacramento Kings. I mean, I have seen it all. I really have. And Irving's got 14. Harden has 2 points in the game. James Harden is having a puke night. 1 of 8 from the floor, 0 of 4 from 3, 2 points. I mean, you want to know why you're losing? Because your rock star, the Beard, is mailing it in tonight. The punt game in Sacramento. He just wants to get on the flight and come back to Brooklyn. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 Eastern on Sports Grid TV for Pharrell Coast to Coast. For Carver High, I'm Pharrell. Good night from New York.